If you haven't listened to my podcast yet, I'm going to tell you right now, this is the most random shit you will find on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, all the mother shits. I'm random as fuck, and I apologize. Sometimes I'm going to make a lot of sense, sometimes I won't. But this podcast, I want y'all, is brought to you by all my social media. Follow me, at Mr. Bruce Almighty. Tune in. I'm going to be making some clips for Instagram and YouTube and all that good stuff. I'm going to have a lot more content, y'all. I appreciate everybody that continues to tune in and support me. So go follow me on all my social media. Look for me, Mr. Bruce Almighty. One word, look for it. You'll find me, whether it's Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all that. Mr. Bruce Almighty, one word. Alright, so with that being said, let me get to my dumbass podcast. Alright, so I never wanted to be the nerd podcast. I never wanted to be the Game of Thrones recap podcast. But I had to drop it. I watched last night, and it's supposed to be the second to last episode of the series, and I'm upset. There's too much shit to be pissed the fuck off about. Daenerys Stormborn, Mother of Dragons, the Unburnt, the Unchallenged, Queen of the Dothraki, all that good shit, drinker of Starbucks, washer of Houston Rockets games with Beyonce. When you see her outside of Game of Thrones and you see her, she does look like that teacher. Did a work in the hood, that white teacher to work in the hood and tries to help all the black students. You know, she does look like that kind of person. You know, maybe she was just mad that the Rockets lost and that James Harden was trash. Maybe that's what she's really upset about. It starts off with her finding out that Darius, if I'm saying his name wrong, don't crucify me, but find out he's a traitor. Tyrion went and snitched on the man, said it was him. He did it. He was the one that betrayed you. But at the same time, he betrayed him too. Jon Snow, Sansa. Like, everybody know that Jon Snow is a Targaryen now. Everybody know. Ain't no secret. So why did they bald up the... Burn up the gay dude with no penis. They gonna burn him up. You know? Game of Thrones have a little problems. First they behead the only black woman on the show. Then I guess you can say Darius is part of the LGBT community. They burn the shit out of him. That's how they start the show. So she goes to invade King's Landing. This time the dragon's on point. This dragon ain't getting shot out of the sky. You know, she run up on them ships and burn the shit out of all of them. Burn them all up. Ain't no crossbow shooting this dragon down. This dragon has came to fuck shit up. Daenerys on top of it, looking like a crazy woman. You know? She start burning up the city. She infiltrate the gates. Start burning the shit out of soldiers. Ain't long, Cersei's in the Red Keep. Angry. Tears in her eyes because she losing. She still thinks she got a chance at this point. They'll protect me to the lab. Nah, we got to get the fuck out of here. But this is what fucked me up. They start ringing the bells to surrender. You hear the whole city, surrender, ring the bells. The bells start ringing. Daenerys up there said, you know what, fuck it. I'm burning all this shit down. I've worked this whole series to get to the Iron Throne. And now I'm just going to burn this shit up. Smoke it up. So, as Daenerys Stormborn, Mother of Dragon, is carrying on through the city, burning the shit up. You know, all the little backstories start happening. You got Jaime Lannister trying to get to Cersei to save her. You got Arya Stark in the Hound trying to get through the city of the people trying to run, trying to get to the queen so they can kill Cersei first. And this is the part that drove me bananas. And that's why I give a big middle finger to the writers. Fuck you. Arya Stark would not have came this far to turn around and say, you know what? Fuck it. I killed the Night King. But now, like, it's getting real hard and I don't want to go kill Cersei anymore because the Hound said some shit to me. That is fucking dumb. So the Hound, being a complete asshole, he sees his brother, the Mountain, protecting the queen, and he just let the queen walk by him so he can try and kill the Mountain. He lets the queen sneak right past him. Doesn't do shit. Doesn't do a goddamn thing. He let Arya down. Fuck that. That is dumb as fuck. Not only that, he starts fighting his brother. His brother takes his helmet off and, oh my God, that dude is ugly. That dude is an ugly motherfucker, man. That man is, woo-wee. That man looked like if you could have blue balls and then blue balls got stabbed a few times, that's what the Mountain looked like with his mask off. Right? And the Hound looked just like him, but burnt. With the pubic hair still on it. Right? That's my take on that. And then after all that, they fought. He ain't doing shit to him. Finally, he gets in a position where the Mountain got him and he's fucking him up. He's about to do that thing where he sticks his fingers in his eyeballs and pop his skull open like a melon. Crush his skull with his bare hands. He's about to do that. And then the Hound gets this little dagger and stabs him. Nothing. And then he stabs him in the forehead. The knife go all the way through his head. Come out the back of his head. He staggered back. But this man is still standing. So you mean to tell me that a dragon got killed with a fucking spear? Right? But from the Night King. Then the next dragon gets killed because it gets shot with some crossbows in the ocean. Yeah, they were big crossbows, but they shot him down with a fucking crossbow. And you mean to tell me you put a knife through the Mountain's head, this motherfucker's still walking and breathing and moving, and it was dumb. I'm sorry. That whole fucking shit was stupid. Right? So why Cersei and Jaime are creeping through they're trying to get the fuck out. Jaime finds her. She's crying like a little bitch, which is totally un-Cersei-like. Her and Jaime run off and they're trying to save themselves. They get to the very bottom. I guess they go to the basement where they keep the liquor at. And they got the dragon skulls down there because that would definitely be the place where you keep the liquor at. And they're trapped. They can't get out. And the buildings are falling down around them. It's real dramatic. And then they don't show her die. These writers can fuck off. They can give both of these middle fingers. Like, I couldn't take my eyes off it. So I guess it was an entertaining episode, but the writing is horrible. It sucked. How did we get here? Like, they don't have no cohesive character development in that. I mean, I'm not surprised that Daenerys is turning into the Mad King. That's like the only thing in this whole shit that made sense. Was her, because that evolution has been happening the entire series. If you are surprised now, then you haven't been paying attention. Right, she's said time and time again, all I care about is just I will take what's mine with fire and blood. And that's what she did. She's been saying it the whole, like, she's turning into the Mad King. You watching her go crazy. Her nephew that she keep trying to fuck with still don't really want to fuck with her no more. And now she's going mad because her nephew don't want to fuck no more. And we're surprised. Like, man, there's a whole bunch of incest going on in Westeros. No wonder they got little dwarfs running around and little bald-headed people advising the queen, and he ain't got no penis. And you got, like, it's a crazy world to live in Westeros. Right? I started this whole series over because I'm trying to make sense of the last season, and it don't add up. It don't. So, to the writers of Game of Thrones, I'm going to say this multiple times. Fuck you. Fuck you. I done put all this time and effort, been watching this show, finding out ways to hack into HBO, get passwords and borrow passwords and shit to watch this lame ass shit. And it was so good for so long. And then the final season, you gonna shit on us like this? Kiss my ass. I am angry, upset. And yes, I just did a 10-minute rant on Game of Thrones. I don't know if this will hurt my chances of ever getting laid in the future, but I am a nerd. I also did a podcast on Endgame. I'm not, like, out here with the t-shirt, with the Game of Thrones t-shirt. I didn't go into one of them stores and buy a Oathkeeper sword, like some of y'all hardcore Game of Thrones fans. But I've been watching. I've been watching for a long time, and it took a lot to get me to watch this show. I mean, people had to talk me into it because I really did not want to see a show with dragons and incest. That was not at the top of the list of the things I wanted to see. But when The Walking Dead started getting bad after Glenn got killed, I started watching other shows. It was my way of cheating on The Walking Dead. And here I am, 8 seasons. Like, I didn't watch them all at once. I kind of binge-watched them on Showbox. But I'm just telling you, I'm pissed off. I'm mad. And if you can't tell by my little 11-minute rant, I'm sorry. Excuse me. I drank too much coffee. I ain't smoked no weed today. And I want to get this off my chest before my daughter gets here. I had to have the house clear so I can get this off my chest. And this is my Game of Thrones podcast. Yes, it's short. Yes, it's a rant. And I'm a little angry, upset. This is what you call a bonus track in the podcast world. I just gave you a bonus track. And it's me telling Game of Thrones to fuck off. I'm still going to watch the last episode, though. I'm still going to watch it.